That sounded like, what the heck was that?
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, how's everyone doing? It's a great Monday. We're back. Last night, Louie had some personal issues, and I had some, just not feeling up to pulling out, so we took a day off. But we're back with, and we have the Portuguese princess with us once again from her hiatus. Though she was here a couple times, she was always here in our thoughts, and she popped in both times when she was gone. Michelle, hello.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, everybody. What's going on out there? I miss you guys.
We've missed you too, Michelle.
Now,
hey, Cherry.
Now, Cherry.
Hey, chat room.
I was just getting ready to give Cherry a good intro, and then she starts to talk.
You can't blame her.
You already heard her voice. So, Cherry Garcia's in the house.
Cherry.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Michelle.
We're back together. Yay.
Yay.
What a crazy 2 weeks.
I don't know if I'm together.
I don't know, me neither. Yeah, I'm not feeling so good today, so.
Michelle, I'll let you start the night.
Okay, well, I just want to say I'm just glad to be back. It's been a crazy 2 weeks. Thank you, everybody, for your support, your kind messages that you've sent me. I've been out of the whole networking thing and whatever, but I'm back. Hopefully everything's going to stay positive, and that's all you can do is stay positive in times like this because there's a lot going on around you, and, you know, it's just good to have people to talk to and to lean on and messages. So thanks, everybody.
I agree. I so agree. And I've learned that so much. You guys have been so good to me. And I thank you. I do want to say thank you to everyone in that has, you know, just helped out. And we'll be putting a new update online, CareBridge. Check my CareBridge if you haven't checked it out. It's a great, you can figure out what's going on with me.
What is that? Is that a website, Ron? This is the first I've heard about it.
Cherry, I'll let you take that question.
It's called the Caring Bridge. It's a website for people with critical illnesses for them to be able to keep friends and family updated on what's going on with them. I thought it would be a good idea for Ron to have a site on there so that he's able to keep everyone informed on what's going on with his health condition. And we've set up a site on there that he can keep a journal going of how things are going with him. I have an update ready to put on there. It hasn't actually been put on there yet, but I'll have it on there later tonight. Sometimes he updates it, sometimes I update it for him, but we do the best we can to kind of keep things on there, you know, going on there on a regular basis at least once a week.
And you can also donate there.
Yeah, it has information to donate to Ron, whether you want to do it by pushing a button on internet or if you want to donate by mail, you can donate from there. So it's a great site just to find out what's going on with Ron and his health issues. So.
Oh, very interesting. Very interesting. And what is it again called? Caring Bridge or Care Bridge?
Caring Bridge.
Caring Bridge.
And on his Facebook page, I think there's a link to it. And I'll get it here in a minute and put it. Well, you're not in the chat room, so.
No, I'm not.
But I'll make sure you have that.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
And as for other person not in the chat room, I'm in the chat room but not reading the chat room. My eyes are so heavy, and I'll be honest with you. I don't know if it's the medicine's changing and everything, so I'm a little, you know, I'm a little drowsy. I mean, I don't want to use the word drowsy, so I'm keeping my eyes closed a little bit more tonight and just going to talk. And so, sorry if I can't read the chat room. Michelle.
Yes, Rob.
Are you ready for your weekend?
I really need this weekend, so it came at a perfect time, and I just want to go and have a great time and help out charity and just do something good. You know, I just need to get out of here, so I think it's just perfect.
That's
landed,
good.
I guess. You can say.
What are you going to be doing, Michelle?
I'm going to Temecula, California for the Reality Rally. So if you guys are going and you haven't got your tickets yet, get your ticket. And you can sign up and join the Reality Stars, whatever team they're on, and you can join and be on their team with them. And it's just going to be like a three-day, just fun, interactive with a bunch of Reality Stars. From obviously Big Brother, me. There's going to be Survivor, like Amazing Race, a lot of different reality shows. So it's going to be so much fun. And I hear it's nice and warm there. So
yeah,
I'm going to get out of the cold.
I am still disappointed. This was one of the events I wanted to do this year. And, I feel, you know, like I even helped promote it a lot, and I get stuck here, and I'm a little disappointed. I really wanted to go to this one. Jillian's such a great lady, and we might have a surprise or two this week though, and I know me and Louis talked about doing a surprise show, so keep your ears open. So we might have a surprise show when you don't least respect it. So keep your eyes open on the Twitter. So,
exciting.
Yeah. I think he's going to recruit you. So,
I wonder what it is.
just a show, you know, we might do a show from there, you know, where you guys can
figure that one out.
So over the weekend, so. We'll do some stuff, and I'm going to look for places maybe we can. I don't know if they have webcams set up. We need to figure that out yet. I've just been so out of it.
Yeah, I don't know about that. So,
but I'm looking forward to hearing the stories and seeing pictures all weekend.
Yeah,
it looked like they had a good time at the Reality Rock event this last weekend.
I heard about that. Yeah, I heard it was a good time.
Yeah, you know, lots of events happening, more events coming up, Vegas, Virginia. Oh man, there's a ton of events that will happen in the next few months, and
there is.
And I'm gonna have to sit home on all of them. until I get it done. So, but
you're gonna have your own event, Ron.
Hell yeah.
Okay, but here next, our next, what is our next subject, Michelle? I'll let you pick.
Well, we can talk about what's happening. Like, I started catching up on, you know, my shows and stuff, but I am shocked by American Idol.
Oh, okay.
I am so upset.
Do we have to go there?
Yeah, like, I just saw that last night.
There's
okay,
been a lot
well,
of people writing
in.
But
to go there.
I don't understand what the heck is going on. Like, she, to me, was, I thought, the best singer. Like, I'm just shocked. And to see the faces of the judges, and I have to say that these judges, not that I give anything away from Simon or Paula, because Paula, I loved her. But these judges, like, they have their heart and soul, and, you know, and I think they're really good. And they were shocked. And I just thought, okay, at least they're as shocked as I am. But that, say, like, that means a lot when they're just like, wow. I don't understand.
Okay, Michelle.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I thought she was the best voice in the competition. But I knew it was happening that week. You know why?
How?
Because her ballots were always the same ballots. And she just never, even her, when she attempted to do Roxa, it wasn't rocky enough for me to say, would you want, it was like what I said, I don't want to go into, I don't feel up to getting all emotional over this, but it's like this, you know, Britney Spears is a cookie cutter song person. She sings the same song over and over again. You know, it's almost like the same type of, you know, song, you know what I mean?
And yeah, there's people that like her though, you know?
Yeah, I don't get me wrong. I think she just, she picked wrong songs. She did the wrong choices, and she needed to sing more variety, and that's the bottom line.
I don't know. I think some people had worse. It goes by the, you know, everybody that week, and I just feel like she was not the worst one out of everybody, and she was top for me. So.
No.
Cherry, but that's just my opinion, and obviously that's not all of America's opinion.
No, I agree with you. That's the funny part about it, is I agree with you. Jacob was probably the worst in my opinion. Or that the one that I refuse to learn his name because I don't care about him.
Fano.
Yeah, I've made a joke about it now. I don't care to know his name, so I'm not learning it. You know? but I know it's Stefano, but I'm getting to a point where I remember it. But I think those two sucked this week. Yeah, she wasn't the bottom. She wasn't the worst this week. But I see it coming, and I think America took a chance and thought she was going to be safe.
Yeah,
and,
like with so they didn't vote for her, thinking she was going to have the numbers already. That's what I think. But,
yes.
You know, that just goes to show you that, I don't know, it's just what you think is the best is obviously not in other people's eyes. I don't know. Now, and I'm not saying that there's other people there that aren't good. I'm just surprised. Like, she's not like she ever been in the bottom three at all. And
nope.
You can't, like, when she sings, she has an amazing voice, she's beautiful, she has the whole package, you know, like, that's a person that can sell music or advertisements or stuff like that, so, I don't know, I just thought she'd make it farther than this, like, I'm just a little shocked, that's all.
My husband said as soon as she picked that Tina Turner song that that could be her demise because she shouldn't have picked a Tina Turner song, which Michelle just said in the chat room. Sometimes song choice can be so critical in American Idol. Song choice is such a critical thing, and sometimes it's more than 50% of whether you're going to make it or not is just those song choices. And I think that really hurt her. And it bothers me because it's always the judges that won't let them do what they do best. They always guide them saying, you know, don't do the ballads. We want to hear you do something different now, you know. Well, ballads is what she does best.
Yeah.
But, okay, let me say something. You started to say ballads is what she does best, but I think that's where her mess up was. She picked a ballad that Tina Turner song was a ballad almost too. I mean, even though it was a rock song, it wasn't. I would love to have had her put her hair down and just move around the stage a little bit and give me a little. Janis Joplin or somebody, you know, somebody a little more riskier, you know.
But maybe that's not her.
Yeah, but my point is that, you know.
I mean, you're not giving Scotty trouble because he's doing everything country.
Sitting down on a step, I felt like every single time he sings.
But he does his, even though he does country, he does it in a different tone. You understand? It's not a ballad country song. And then it's usually a ballad or a beat country. You know what I mean? It's like one week it's Garth Brooks and the next week it's Rascal Flatts. You know what I mean? And I don't know if that's... But
I
my point is that...
He goes country for every version, though.
Do
you
know
what I mean?
That doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother me either. I like the way he sings, but it's just... What I'm saying is, I don't know. It just,
I think they shouldn't let them sing to their own strengths, though.
Yeah, like I don't know. Like if they want them to sing out of whatever, like they're already singing. Some people don't sing rock songs. Some people don't sing country songs. You know, so a lot of these things that they're doing is already out of their element. So, but I think
if you'd like to call in and talk about this, call in at 347-237-5506.
But there's nothing that they can do about it anyway, because that's how the way it's going to be. It's going to be voting, and we don't even know how the votes went. So,
yeah,
you know, it's just nothing we can do about it. There's no second, you know, chance because it's already been used. So I'm sure that the judges are probably like, oh, you know, should we have done that? But they probably didn't think that she was going to be on the bottom and the three, and the first time she's in the bottom three, she's gone. Like, so, but there's a lot of people that are good on American Idol right now, so it's going to be interesting to see how America continues to vote, I think.
In my opinion, I like to see Jacob knocked out and the guy with the name that I don't care to learn.
Jacob.
They've got a lot of good talent this year.
Yeah, they have a lot of, like, the people that can really sing and that you can see being popular or doing something as they leave. Like, I think a lot of them are going to be heard of again. A lot more than, I think, other seasons. There's just a lot of memorable people on this, on the top 20, pretty much.
Right.
Yeah, this is a good...
You know? So...
I tell you what creeped me out was Iggy Pop.
Oh, my God.
Was that creepy or what?
My mom kept saying, why does he have his shirt off? He doesn't even have a nice body. I'm like, I don't know. Like, that's the thing, maybe. And she's like, well, I don't like it.
Hey, we got a caller, guys.
Mama Costa was not happy about it.
That just really creeped me out so bad.
And we got a caller.
See who it is.
I don't want to. Caller, who are you?
Hello?
Is this Paco?
No, it's Iggy. Well, why are you all picking on me?
Hey, Iggy. Did you ever find your shirt?
Mr. No Shirt.
No, I don't buy shirts. Oh, that sounded too Australian, didn't it? I'm trying to do my Hugh Jackman.
You gave it up.
What happened to your shirt, Mr. Iggy?
Iggy hasn't bought a shirt since friggin' 1971 69. Or something.
And looks like he hasn't eaten since 1970, too. I don't know.
No, he eats. He just eats like a bird.
I wanted to, like, feed him, like, when I saw that. I was, like, freaked out.
Hello, Michelle, my belle.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hi, Cherry. Hi, Ron. Hi, chat room. I'm at work, so I figured I'd call in just to see what's popping.
Yay.
Hey, how are you doing, Ben?
What's that?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm a little winded because I'm working my ass off today, but what's good to do, so. But, yeah, did you see, did you get that little clip I sent you, Michelle?
You know, I went to go and, like, try to do it, like, open it up on my phone. It wouldn't open, so I was actually going to put
it on your computer. Yeah. You got to do
it. Yeah. What is it?
It's a girl doing the boom, boom, boom song. You just got to watch them. You do it. Well, you do it better than anybody, but this girl makes a desperate attempt at it.
Suck.
So.
Wow.
You got to see
boom,
it.
Boom, boom, boom. Here's a whale.
But she, this girl, I mean, I'm pretty sure she's faking it because I did a little research on her, but you kind of can't tell at first, and you got to look for the wink, you know. But just check it out. It's on my Facebook as well. It's on Michelle's Facebook.
Oh, I'm going to check it out.
It's good, you know, just something to make you laugh, you know, something to make you giggle or something, yeah.
That's good. So, I need that.
Yes,
I need something to make me giggle now.
I don't.
That's what I figured, so, you know.
All right, I'm going to have to check it out after the show.
Yeah, dude, when you get to a computer, it won't be going anywhere. It may not be as funny as Louie's video, but.
Oh, my goodness. Somebody sent that to me, like, the other day, and it was so funny. I was like, oh my gosh, it sent me like a little clip. I was like, I need that laugh. It was hilarious.
That thing is classic. That's never going to be removed from the internet, you know.
No.
Louis dancing around in the hotel room in a bra and panties.
My bra. Yeah.
That was so funny. For those of us that couldn't be there, that was so appreciated.
Yeah, it was funny, and then it's even funnier in person because I was there. I saw it with my own eyes, okay? There was so much more before and after that video. It's just funny.
Oh, I bet.
I'm just glad we got to share some of it with you guys because that is a classic moment. You couldn't write that.
No, you couldn't write that. And I'm glad Louis is a good enough sport to share it, too, you know?
Yeah,
so, I mean,
he's hilarious. Like
that is classic stuff. I was a little late calling him. Did you guys talk Apprentice or anything, or is that on?
No,
we haven't talked
Apprentice
yet.
To the Apprentice.
Yeah, we were talking about Survivor, but now we're going to be talking Apprentice.
We never talked Survivor.
No, I mean, not Survivor. I'm sorry.
Idol.
American Idol.
Idol.
Let's talk Apprentice, though.
Let's do it.
Gary Busey should be out of there. And I'm so mad at Mark McGrath.
Yeah.
You know, Gary Busey. I didn't get to see too much of it because I don't think I went through all of it. But I think I did see who got eliminated. I think my DVR cut off.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, because it ran over.
Yeah, so I only saw like, the end of it. I only saw
the end of it.
I don't know why, but my DVR, I don't know what happened. So I could see, Gary Busey should be kicked out, but he's good TV. That's why they keep him around.
He is, you know. He really
is. He's crazy.
Yeah, but he's smart, too, though. People don't think he is, but he's, you know, he's got a brain.
You can still be crazy and be really smart and genius. A lot
exactly.
of crazy people are genius.
Exactly. What was that guy saying? Something about he has, like, you know, these little flashes of brilliance or something. And then, you know, surrounded by hours of monotone or something like that. I can't remember the statement, but, you know, it made sense at the time. But he is. He's come up with a couple of good ideas. He said some smart things in dire times.
But what he did last night was unresponsible.
Well, yeah, no, I know. And he can't blame it on drugs or anything else, so, you know.
I mean, he did it in the thing, plus he did it in the...
See, I didn't see that. What the heck did I miss?
He told people, he told the women of the executives that it's a very good stimulation.
What did they say?
What?
What did they say in response?
Pretty much like, okay.
Yeah, he was very sexual. Right, it's like making him horny and stuff, you know.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he was really saying inappropriate things.
Horny Gary Busey is kind of a weird Gary Busey, you know?
And then he goes up, and then they come into the thing, and he hijacks them from Meatloaf.
And they already been beefing a lot, him and Meatloaf, so.
Oh yeah, so you saw that part, right?
No, I saw the one from the week. I guess I didn't see this one because the week before is not the one where he
blew up.
He supposedly stole all the paint and stuff like that.
Yeah, he didn't, but
he didn't because they found the bag and he freaking freaked out. So maybe I only saw the first one. I didn't see the second one. Like literally, I just started getting caught up with things last night.
I was thinking of a good reality show for after. Gary Busey can go on to, he have his own series, and they'll have different large celebrities on each week, and Gary will do his best to taunt and annoy them. And, they can call it, like, Busey on Death Edge or something like that. You know, I haven't really thought of the name much.
Who would punch Gary Busey first?
Meatloaf.
Big Meatloaf's going to knock him out soon.
You put Gary Busey in a house with five other celebrities, and the first person that gets punches him is eliminated. So the last one to...
Oh, my gosh.
Wins $100,000.
I got it. It's called Mr. Punch-Out.
Nice. I like it. Starring Gary Busey. I like it.
Ooh.
Get a shot. Yes. Actually, probably go VH1 on this.
Did you see TMZ where they were making fun of Meatloaf going off because somebody stole his glitter?
No, I didn't see that, but that's hilarious.
It was funny. And Michelle in the chat room is calling Nene the giant meanie.
She has to go, too.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I missed a lot. Because I like Nene.
I'm tired of
Nene Leakes.
She's such a diva.
Yeah, she is a diva.
I'm tired of half the people there.
But there's more people that are, like, irritating than Nene to me there, so.
Too bad they don't merge the tribes, because I bet you Nene would probably smack.
They will. They will soon.
She'd probably beat Meatloaf up, too, you know?
I want to see LaToya Jackson. Traded for Boosie next week, but it ain't going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, what are you going to do? I got some news about a guest. Did you get the news, Ron?
No, say it out loud and I'll be surprised too.
Did you get you didn't get any messages? No. Eric Reichenbach. I better learn how to say his name correctly before the show. But Eric Reichenbach from Survivor, Micronesia, Fiji. Wait a minute, was it Fiji? I better check on that, too. Well, it was the same year as Penner, so I think it was Micronesia.
He was on Fan versus Favorites.
Yeah, that's Micronesia.
Okay.
Pretty sure. Double check.
Go on.
Paul, check it out. Anyways, Thursday night, 10:15 p.m., he promises to be on the show.
What happened to him this Thursday?
Well, we never clicked back. I had some kind of problem with my Facebook. They changed all the settings and since I look at my Facebook on the Jumbotron, and I can only watch it in 800 by 600 mode because it's the Jumbotron. So Facebook changed the settings. I couldn't see my messages properly. I don't know if he was getting my messages, and anyways, he did write me back Sunday and said, sorry for the mix-up. I would love to do the show Thursday night, 10:15. I'll be there, and that's it. So
okay, good. He could have wrote me back, that's why.
Yeah, cool. Well, I mean, I think he's you know, realizes that it's all set now, and
that's cool.
We're good to go. I told him I'd be in touch with him and forward all the promotional materials out, and et cetera. So telling your friends, America's favorite ice cream scooper, who will be on the show Thursday night to talk about Survivor and, I guess, latest techniques in scooping of ice cream.
Nice. Just in time for summer.
And how to make fake, how to give an idol to a girl that already has an idol where she can give it to someone else.
Exactly. Exactly. So if any of you girls want to call in and see if you can get his idol off of him, feel free. 347-237-5506.
Do we want to talk idol, Michelle?
Well, I don't know. Let's talk idol, yeah.
Or are we done with Apprentice, I should say?
Well, I guess so, if you wanted to talk about other stuff.
Yeah, it's up to you. You're the boss today.
No, I'm not the boss. Go ahead.
Okay, then let's talk
about it all. I'm ready to talk.
What?
Let's talk about it all. I'm ready to talk.
Let's talk Survivor. Matt, what a unlucky guy.
Yeah.
Poor kid. I think he's plotting to stay on that Redemption Island.
I think he found golden treasure. He wants to get back in there every week.
Could be,
yeah.
You know. Or he could be busy making several fake idols, really throw a wrench into the mix.
Maybe.
Pass him off to Philip. Phil can get into all his, I don't know, what do you call those sub-agents that work for him? His operatives.
Philip, he's the work.
He's great. He's the greatest thing to come out of Survivor since Russell, who was the greatest player ever to play Survivor.
Yeah, he's like, the things that come out of his mouth, I'm just anticipating. I'm like, what's he going to say next?
I can't wait for the book.
That guy.
Yeah, he's classic.
You think he's going to put his pink panties on eBay when he gets out?
Yes. I think that was the plan, actually, since the beginning.
You can't sell any worn underwear. That's part of the rules.
Ew.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, you can. Can't you do it in the weird section?
No, that's not eBay's rules. That's CBS's rules.
Oh, okay.
You can do it in the creepy section.
Yeah, all underwear must be disposed of properly on the way out, so...
Yeah, those things in the fire.
What do you wear home then? Are you pantyless on the way home? You just said everything's going to be destroyed.
I'm shirtless. Actually, it must be beautiful down there at your place, huh, Michelle?
Yeah, actually, finally the sun came out and it was like 70 degrees out today. Yeah, it's starting to get nice out.
Oh, it's crazy.
You know what?
I love it.
I love it too.
Hey, listen, guys. You know, some CBS hand is probably picking up those underwear as they throw them away and put
them
on eBay.
I would second that.
Direct violation of the rules. Read the rules. Hey, did anybody go to the Big Brother tryouts in Boston this weekend?
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
Yeah. This guy named Ben sent his jet down to me, and then he flew me up there, and I can't tell you anything else, but...
It's not a jet, it's a prop plane.
Okay, whatever.
Nice.
That's why I had a parachute in.
You know, I was like right down the street, not right down the street,
not
but
really.
No, I was actually working that day. I was actually back to my first day of work, starting my new company. Yeah, so So.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing right there.
Yes, indeed.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Nice to start a new job.
I do know somebody that went
being
to
positive, so
Chicago.
You knew someone that went from Chicago?
Yeah. I haven't talked to him since then.
Jeff trying out again? Going for that million this time?
No.
I wonder if any Big Brother people actually do join those lines when they come to town to try to go back on without going to the usual star, fan favorites or all-stars, whatever it is, route.
Oh, I don't know.
I wonder. I bet you there's some Survivor people that do.
Probably.
Make sure you push one if you're listening and you want to talk.
Who doesn't want to talk?
I know. You should push one and join us anyway.
I know.
There's a 626. Let's see.
So you see somebody? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but they haven't pushed one.
One.
Yeah.
Why don't they want to press one?
Oh, no. I'm trying to keep my voice down a little bit before I don't choke.
Oh my gosh, why would you choke?
Oh, man.
Sherry, I'll let you depart that question.
Pardon me?
Ask the question again, Michelle, to Sherry.
Why would you choke? Why would Ron choke, Sherry?
He's got fluid around his lungs, and it causes him to have a cough, and his cough is sort of chronic now, and it's something that he kind of has to do because of the fluid that's around his lungs.
So at times I might quiet up a little bit more nowadays and let you guys do the talking more. Have you not saw a little mellow? Plus, I'm drowsy tonight, guys, just to let you know.
Are you?
Yeah, I took all my medicine, but the two, and I'm about ready to take them. But I've been feeling drowsy all day, so.
Yeah, get your rest, you know?
Yeah.
He's been a bit more tired and a little bit,
No, I've had a good day today, though, guys.
Good.
Good
talk down there, huh? Is it?
Pardon me?
No, I said it's hot down there, isn't it, Ron?
Yeah.
So I got friends in Georgia. They're like, oh, my God.
I haven't been outside, actually, personally. I keep myself inside. I can't go out.
You got the AC going?
Yeah, AC fans.
You have air conditioning on right now?
We do here in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, you do, Sherry?
It got up to 90 degrees here.
Get out of here.
Yeah. For 2 weeks.
Are you guys serious?
I'm serious. We've already had to turn our AC on. It's running right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
We're jealous up here in the Northeast.
Well,
yeah, we're jealous.
It's going to cool down tonight, and we'll probably be able to turn it off again for the rest of the week. But, yeah, we've had a hot spell here.
Oh.
Hey, Jess is wanting to talk. So let's bring her on. Hey, Jess, you want to say hey to Michelle?
Hello, everybody.
Jess.
Hey, Jess.
Okay, so Mappy just reminded me that Tommy made the news.
Tommy made the news? What did Tommy make the news on?
For the audition. Michelle and Ben know, Tommy.
Yeah, he was on the actual news?
Yeah, Pantherpreneur on our Facebook.
Awesome. I'll have to go check
for
that out.
For what?
For the Big Brother audition.
In New York?
No,
Boston.
Great.
Oh, not that Tommy. Michelle.
Yeah.
Or Wacko Tommy.
No.
The other Tommy. Okay, wait a minute. I was like,
Tommy started.
Yeah,
I thought it was, sorry, just me and Ron know what I'm talking about right now, probably. It was a different time. Oh, great, so he went to the audition?
Yeah.
Oh,
he
I hope he,
news. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Jess, BB Boston wants to know if you're feeling better.
I don't know.
You sound better.
You sound really good. You really do sound much better.
Thanks.
What's the matter?
I had the stomach bugs for 4 days. I was hospitalized last night for 4 hours. I had my V stuck in my hand. In the ER, you know, it was fun. And Michelle, Sunshine Tommy. It's fine. I think I slept most of the rest off today. I still can't eat any food. I only can drink.
Poor thing.
Oh, my goodness.
I only can have soup broth. That's the only thing that likes my stomach. Toast is nothing.
Wow.
But yeah. Having fun.
I hope
sounds
you feel like better, girl.
Thanks. Stay for it. Anyway, get this. My 4-year-old niece got me, my brother, and her 2 siblings. That little peanut.
I couldn't hear the last part. I'm sorry.
Oh.
We're having trouble hearing you, Jess.
Yeah.
Why? Okay, I'll yell then.
A little muffled.
Sorry.
I can do a talk.
I'm not. It's a new
microphone.
Oh, now microphone.
It sounds good.
Oh, it's out of my face.
No, the thing sounds good now.
All right. Oh, shit. I said nothing important, Vamp. Call my niece.
So you didn't get to go to the tryout then, huh?
No. When was it? The 9th?
Saturday night.
Yeah, the 9th.
Like, yeah.
Oh, no.
Like
3
o'clock.
I was so sick.
That bites.
Oh, hey, Paul.
Oh, there's always next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can still always send your video in, too, but.
Oh, no, I'm not legal yet.
You could have tried out for Survivor, though. Like, because Survivor, you only have to be 18.
No, me and Dirt don't mix.
No? For $1 million bucks?
Yeah, no, I don't. I'm okay. I'll eat slop, but I won't do that.
Yeah, see, the only reason I don't go on Survivor, I don't want to eat worms.
Yeah,
that's you don't do those challenges.
Spear crabs,
no,
like, fill in your.
You know that, guys?
When
was
underwear.
The last time they did a challenge like that?
I don't know, but it'll happen if I go on. That's the problem. In fact, you know what'll happen? They'll give me those damn balutes. That'll be it. I'll pass out.
No, but really, do you remember the last time they had to eat something?
I'm trying to think. But only if they were, like, hungry at their camp, but they eat something weird. But they usually win stuff.
When? That one, the lunch lady was on. Remember the lunch lady? I can't remember her name. She was from, like, Mass, I think. Somewhere in Mass. Maybe New York, but I remember she couldn't eat the little nasty balut-type thing that they had put out for her. She was screaming at it or something. It was pretty bad. It was bad. I wouldn't have eaten it either. I don't know what it was, but I think it was, like, you know, something really gross, and she knew it was something really gross. Do you guys even remember what a balut is? Does anybody know what a balut is?
Is that egg?
Yeah, it's like a partially formed baby bird. You know.
Oh, yes, I do remember it.
Ew. I think if I went on Survivor,
yummy,
I'd become a
yummy,
vegan.
Yummy.
I'm surprised I remember that, but yes, it's just horrible enough that I did remember it.
Yeah, and it's strange because I like eggs and I like chicken, but I couldn't eat a balut to save my life. I'd
no
drop over the
way.
Egg. I'd sign off.
Ugh.
I'm out. So, yeah. No balut.
Speaking of eggs, the mama bird that I had in my rose arbor in the front has come off of her eggs. I think she knows that they're no good. The 2 eggs are still in the nest, and she's come off of them, so... Bad news on the egg front.
Oh, no.
Yep. The dove is gone. Actually, the mom and the dad are hanging out on my back porch, on my back deck now. But she's off of the eggs. The eggs are still in the nest. My husband went and took the camera and took a picture just to make sure that the eggs were still there. And they're there, but the mom is no longer on them, so.
That's not a good sign.
Well, we had that bad snow.
Yeah.
About cold. 4 or 5 days after she laid the eggs. And it got down into like the low 30s, and we had 7 inches of snow about 4 or 5 days after she laid the eggs. And it was just really bad. She had about 2 inches of snow built up on top of her, and
wow.
It was a really bad scene. So I think that was just too much for the eggs to make it through.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it might be early enough for them to try again. You know?
Yeah, nature takes its course.
That's
sad.
Yeah, it's just sad.
We got so used to seeing Mama Bird sitting out there. You know, we'd go out and go on our front porch and we'd go, "Hi, Mama Bird," you know, and she never was afraid of us. She was sitting right there on our front porch, and she sat right there for weeks and never was afraid of us, our dogs or anything.
Wow.
But she's gone now.
How long have you, like, she's gone? You haven't seen her at all?
Pardon me?
So you haven't
about
seen her, like, she hasn't been around a while?
About 2 days now.
Yeah.
The whole weekend.
That's sad.
Yeah. So, been sad, but I've been watching closely over the weekend, and she's not been back on them, so I think she's given up.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't there a normal behavior to, like, leave and probably never come back? I don't really know much about them, but...
Yeah,
I think you're right.
Yeah, it's so sad.
Well, keep an eye out for the next batch, the next blue or whatever.
You guys have been really interesting to listen to tonight. I just sat back and listened to you guys.
Has anybody seen that Eagle Cam online, the ball, little baby
Can
ball?
Can Ben not hear me?
I have.
I haven't.
But, hey, don't. No, tell me about the Eagle Cam. That's a good story.
No.
Yeah,
that time story with Ben.
They've been watching these illegals from eggs all the way through hatching, and now I think they're, like, probably a week or two old. They're like, you know, the mother eagle or whichever eagle guards them lifted off the nest the other day, and it was like, you know, like, I guess it was like an extra 1,500,000 Twitters went off or something. So,
get out.
It was a big deal, you know.
You know what, guys?
Look it up.
When I was in college, one of the greatest moments of my life was to watch the swooping down of the eagle and catch
really?
A fish and do that in the habitat. But, the thing that I've been upset about here in Georgia, a couple people have started to kill them, and I'm really upset about that.
Why?
I don't know. I have only heard part of the news. So, I mean,
why would people want to kill that, like, a bird?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, they're so pretty. We got a caller.
Aren't they so rare? Aren't they, like, almost
endangered?
Yeah.
I think actually they took them off that list because they're starting to show up naturally everywhere again.
Yeah, but you can't kill them.
You can't kill an eagle. It's a federal crime. So.
I was going to say that's a crime. They can't do that.
Yeah. Phil Shepard will be paying them a visit.
They can't find out who did it.
That Eagle Cam is on Ustream, I think. Isn't it?
Yeah, I think that is where it is, yeah.
So let's go to our caller, 626. You're on the red.
Hey, Ron. Hey, Ron, it's Rich.
Hey, Rich.
Hey, how's it going?
Actually, I've been sleeping, listening to you guys talk.
Childlike. I'm bummed about the egg, but that means the Christmas wreath finally comes down, right? Hey, Michelle, am I going to see you this week?
Hey, definitely. You know it.
when are you getting into town?
I am leaving here Thursday at like 6 in the morning, so I'm going to be probably getting there by late afternoon on Thursday, so yay.
Yeah, you and Louie taking the same flight again?
Yes, we are.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, we're leaving from Boston, so, and I know we have some driver picking us up, I don't know, like she's supposed to have a sign or something, so. I don't know. And there's still, I still don't know who I'm rooming with or where I'm staying at, because a lot of people told me that I'm rooming with them, and I'm like, there can't be this many people that I'm rooming with, because they're all different.
It's Vegas all over again.
So I don't really know. I'm just planning on hoping when I get to the airport that there's already, like, a sign, like, you know, and a drink waiting. I need it. I need this vacation, so I'm pretty excited, and it's for a good cause, so I get to see everybody.
It is.
And I get to see everybody. Yay.
Paul wants to know how many connecting flights, Michelle.
I don't think I have any.
I'm
not sure, though, honestly. I'm not 100% on that. So.
You're going to
LAX or Ontario?
What?
You going to LAX or Ontario?
I'm going to LAX.
Oh, that's a commute from Temecula.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, about 2 hours.
A couple hours,
Are
yeah.
you serious?
Yeah, it's about a two-hour ride from LAX to Temecula, yeah.
Oh, well, that's exciting. You know,
of course,
whatever. I like road trips. Let's see what happens.
Yeah,
unless you call me, I drive fast.
And besides,
very
in LA, it's a 2 hour trip to anywhere, anyways.
Hey, that's LA, right?
Just tell Louie to bring his red light.
Yeah. I'm gonna have a pair of bra and panties for him. Pink panties.
Nice. Charge up those camera batteries.
Oh, my gosh. But, no, I'm excited. Like, road trip, whatever, 10, 11, 12-hour plane ride, bring it on.
That well, it's supposed to be between 85 and 90 this weekend. 85 to 90.
You know what? I looked it up, and it said, like, it was supposed to be a 75 to 80. So I'm pretty excited
don't
to hear
believe
that.
It. Temecula's more desert. It'll probably be closer to 85 for sure.
Ooh, I'm so excited.
Yep.
Yay.
That's awesome.
You deserve to be out there and have some fun.
I need to get away. I need to let my hair down, you know what I mean?
Yes, you do,
I need
girl.
To let my hair down.
There you go.
So
have drinks, let your hair down, and enjoy yourself.
Party for me.
Yeah, and see a bunch of people that I haven't seen in a while, and I'm super excited to see, and a lot of good
tell
friends.
Tell everyone I said hey.
I will.
And if you see Erica, tell her I'll probably call her before the weekend. Is she coming? Erica Adam?
I don't know.
You know?
Rich, are you out there?
Rich,
yeah,
are you there? Is Erica Adam coming there?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
You know, wait, I want to talk about this with Rich on the phone line, though. And it's a Big Brother subject. Have you guys seen Have you seen the photos of the wedding of Laura and...
No, but I saw the wedding band picture, but I didn't see the actual pictures of the wedding.
Laura,
I've only seen a couple.
Gorgeous.
Phil, she
looked gorgeous. I'm sure she did. She's beautiful.
She looked
they're both great people.
Yeah, that's why I had to bring them up. When was the wedding? Was it last weekend?
No, it was Friday.
Friday, I believe, yeah.
Okay.
It was in Florida, right?
No, Georgia.
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 Yep.
And they're in Hawaii right now.
Oh,
right.
Good for them. Good for them. Yeah, I saw the picture of, like, the wedding bands and stuff, but I've been, like, not really on the internet. I'm just lacking in that department, so I apologize.
Yeah, I ran across them today. For the first time being on them myself. They're not much.
You've had a lot on your mind, Michelle. We understand.
Huh?
I said you've had a lot on your mind. We understand.
Yeah, thanks. I just, but I'm trying to get back into the swing of things, so.
You will this weekend.
But I'm excited to let my hair down and just have some fun, so.
Take lots of pictures.
I know that's going to happen this weekend, so I think it came at a perfect time. The timing was perfect, I think.
There you go.
Oh.
They say it's life is ups and downs, so
they're up. I need some ups right now.
hear you. Well, have fun for me. I'm going to have to sign off now because my battery's starting to beep and I'm at work, so I can't plug into the charge.
All righty. Well, thanks for calling in.
Pleasure to talk with you. And everybody else, have a wonderful evening. Chatters, have
later,
fun.
Ben.
Any trouble. Ron, I'll talk to you a little later on. I got something else, a little surprise for you. So.
Ooh, you're just full of surprises.
No,
thanks, Ben.
That's how I roll.
I might be sleeping, but I'll call back at 2:30
okay.
in the morning.
That's like fine. Then I'll text you in the middle of the day when you're sleeping again. So.
my phone's still not charged, though. So. You can text me all you want.
All right. All right, guys. Have a great night.
Take
bye.
Care, Ben.
Take care.
Bye.
Oh.
What are you doing, Rich?
Just leaving my job and heading towards my house.
Cool.
The same thing
you're
I do every
for the day.
Day
huh?
Yeah, I'm actually
nice.
Got it done early, yep.
I love some of the pictures you share on Twitter.
Thank you.
Take while you're driving home and so forth.
Yeah, I get a lot of slack for that from some people, you know.
How many days are you going to be at the event? Are you going for the whole thing? Are you going early?
Well, what I did was I really couldn't do any of the events because I had so much work going on Fridays and Saturdays. So what I did is I got one of my guys to cover my Saturday shift, and me and Wendy booked a room for Saturday night just in case we get too hammered and have to stay. And I booked a room at Pechanga. So I'll be there Saturday for sure, and then I'll probably stay the night and at least go to all the events and at least see everybody.
Nice.
That's good.
I'm excited.
Sounds like lots of fun.
Yay.
The event or the after?
Yes, it is.
So are you doing Vegas, too?
I am probably not going to do Vegas this year.
What?
Yeah, it's a long story.
Okay.
Yeah, number one, I went to Vegas last week, so I kind of blew my gambling money for the year in Vegas last week because I was at a security show, and then I just haven't been happy about the way the whole thing's gone down the last 2 years for the charities.
Yeah.
Basically, that's the bottom line to it.
Yeah.
So I have no problem, you know, it goes to a good cause and everything. I just, in my opinion, from what I see in the big view. I thought there should be more given to the charity, and there's not, and that just kind of bugs me. So.
Yep.
And that's all I'll say on that subject without saying anything else.
Give me a second. I got to do something.
The views expressed by guests and callers of the Rad Reality Show are not necessarily the views of the hosts or the sponsors of the Rad Reality Show, and are for entertainment purposes only. Some assembly may be required and batteries are not included.
He throws
exactly.
a disclaimer up there.
Like disclaimer, perfect. I think we needed that disclaimer. Perfect timing right there.
No, but I understand, Rich. I mean, never mind. I better keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, none of us want to step on toes. I get it.
Are you going to try to get out to Virginia then?
Although I am thinking about Virginia, yes, because I am an animal lover, and I absolutely love the fact that you can see where everything's going right there at the event. So, yes, I am trying to work on Virginia.
Yeah, Virginia is awesome.
My husband and I have been trying to decide whether to go to Vegas or Virginia, and I'm a huge animal lover myself, and that's been a real dilemma for me because I have a big problem. I'm an animal lover to the nth degree, and I want to go to Virginia so bad. But I also have a very, very dear friend in Vegas, in Dan, who I absolutely adore and really want to see him. If I go to Vegas, I can see him. So it's a really hard decision for me to make. I don't know what to do. We certainly can't afford to do both. And I haven't bought tickets for either because I just don't know what to do yet. It's a tough decision for me to make.
Yeah, it is.
That's all.
Yeah, I'm not committing to nothing until I know I'm going to stay alive longer than a year. You know.
You're going to have your own event, Ron. We're all going to be cheering you on for your own event.
Yeah, I mean, so I've just decided to not commit to nothing. You know, right now, I'll support and promote, you know, as people want to come on, they can promote their events. And I just can't commit to something. So.
Understandable.
Yep.
Why don't you update the best of knowledge, Michelle, about Dan?
What'd you say?
Dan has been in ICU. I didn't really know how much he wanted me to say, but Puff just put it in the chat room, so I guess it's out there, so I guess I won't get in too much trouble by saying it. I guess it's common knowledge. He had bad trouble with his heart. They almost let him go home. Just before he was leaving the hospital, he had another event with his heart. They kept him. He was put in ICU. A couple of more events happened with his heart, and this morning they went in and put a pacemaker in. So I think he's going to be good to go after today. And he might be home in a day or two. But he had some real issues going on with his heart, which was probably causing a lot of the way he's been feeling in the last few months. He's had some real ups and downs lately, and it was because his heart was going real high and then going real low, and it was not stabilized, and this pacemaker should do the trick. So I think this will certainly even things out and keep things more on an even keel for him and have him feeling much better. So they said after they insert this, they'll show him how to, know how to do things with it, know how to, recognize what it's doing, and then he should be able to go home in a day or two. So hopefully he's on his road to recovery and home again soon. I've been in touch with them out there on a regular basis and talked to him right before he went into surgery, and he sounded really good. He's really positive about this and sounds really good. So I don't know that he's going to be able to make it to Temecula, but who knows?
As long as he stays his honorary self, he's fine.
Yeah, he's got tickets, so you never know. You might see him out there. I don't know.
He's too ornery to let anything happen to him.
If anything happens, you just
go get Sheila. You put Sheila next to his bed, and he'll be fine.
You know Dan pretty well, don't you, Rich?
That's funny.
Yeah, I was hoping to see him this weekend, but I didn't want to bug him when he had everything going on, so I didn't even try and bug him. So.
Yeah, I hope he's
okay.
You can
bug him all you want.
He's a
bug
trooper,
him for me,
so.
Too.
He's very dear to my heart, and that's my biggest, thing about making my decision on whether to go to Vegas or Virginia, is if I go to Vegas, I get to hang out with Dan for, a few days, and that's making my decision really tough. Because if it wasn't for that, I would probably do Virginia and check that event out this year. But I just love hanging out with Dan and being able to go out there and see him in his hometown. So it makes it really tough. But right now I'm just very happy that he's pulled through all this and going to be back home and healthy again.
Got that right.
Yeah.
Now we got to get Ron healthy, and then I think we all need to have another party.
Yeah. Definitely agree with you on that.
Right, Ron?
Sounds good to me.
Ron?
He did go to sleep.
No, I'm here. yeah.
I'm like, you come out of nowhere like, yeah, I'm here.
I'm listening to you, and...
And not
thinking.
Listening to me.
Yeah, he obviously was not listening, though.
Are we ready to... What do we want to do, Michelle? I'll let you make the call, please.
I don't know. You tell me, Mr. Ron.
Right now, I want to... I don't know.
Are you feeling okay?
I'm tired. I'll be honest with you guys. If it was up to me, I say goodnight and come back tomorrow night. But if Michelle has anything to talk about, I'm going to let her talk. So,
well,
Michelle,
no,
you have
I think that we all agree that, you know, maybe you need to get some sleep. And if you're feeling tired, we already did the show for now. We get to talk to everybody who called in and all the chatters. And I think they all agree probably you need to get your rest if you're not feeling up for it, you know. Because the medication is puts a toll on your body. Your body gets used to it, and then they switch it on you. It does make you drowsy. And so I would say, you know, maybe let's say goodnight. What do you think, Cherry?
I think that'd be a good thing to do. I think he needs his rest and needs to do what he needs to do to take care of himself and get healthy. So,
yeah.
So we're doing everything but putting a pot of spaghetti in front of him. Get some rest, Ron.
Yeah.
I want you to eat a grapefruit.
That's even better.
Did you eat?
Okay, good night, guys.
Did you eat anything today, Ron?
What?
Did you eat today?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, that's fine. Like with the medication and a full stomach, you know, you just want to, you know, just go to sleep.
Yeah, I'm going to, that's why I got me some food, because I got to take my medicines.
Yeah.
And so I'll take my medicines and I'm gonna shut my eyes and watch Dancing with Stars. Good night, y'all.
Good night, everybody.
All right, Ron. Night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Take care.
And Michelle, I'll talk to you this week before Temecula because I want to